In a certain way, having this Feast of the Ascension, which is biblically on a Thursday, celebrated today, coincides in our celebration of our seniors, some of whom have already graduated, and many of whom will graduate in the next week. The Ascension seems like an afterthought in a certain way, at least in the life of your average Catholic. If we pray the rosary every day, we think about it when we pray the rosary, but it doesn't seem like it's connected to the Passion, Cross, and Resurrection, even though it's just 40 days later. But the opening collect gives us our guidance in how we're supposed to think about this, that the readings then bring out in a more full way. The head has gone to heaven. Jesus Christ, true God, never left heaven. But true man, the humanity joined to that divinity, enters heaven, and that's the first time ever that a human was in heaven. And so when we speak of Jesus as King of Kings, we're speaking of the humanity, because God is a sovereign God over everything. And the second person of the Blessed Trinity lost no properties that belonged to God. But the human nature receives all of these things. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who sits at the right hand of God with all things entrusted to him. And then the next line in the collect is, where the head has gone, the body hopes to follow. And that's us. By our baptisms, we're members of the body of Christ. And so the Lord Jesus has done everything that we need so that we can go to heaven. He has prepared the place, and he has prepared the way for us to get there. And so this is the capstone of the three great things we celebrated just 40 days ago, the Passion, the Death, and the Resurrection, and now the Ascension. When the Lord died on the cross, it seemed like all was lost. This man, as Cleophas says, who was powerful in word and deed, and we thought he might be the one to save us. And he was. He rose from the dead. The cross was not the end of the discussion. And then he spent those 40 days with the apostles, not completely, only every now and then, showing up, giving them a little more and a little more and a little more to prepare them for next week when we celebrate Pentecost. And so the Ascension then is the capstone of the victory over Satan and sin and death. So then I think we need to visit just for a few minutes about how we follow the way. And St. Paul and St. Luke and St. Mark, all three who work together at different times, help us to understand what we need to do. And in a certain way, this ties perfectly in to people who are about to commence a new phase of life. Because what the world needs are people dedicated to Christ. Now, for our students who went to Capon, they had the opportunity to make a retreat called a Kairos Retreat when they were juniors. And the retreat itself, I don't know much about, but I know the retreat master quite well. And Father Curtis Hecker was able to bring about a beautiful experience for many. I can't say everybody because I don't know that. But many of our students got to meet Christ in a different way through this retreat, through the preaching and example of Father Hecker. And so when you come a year later after the retreat, or a little more than that, depending on when you went as a junior, I hope that the words of the gospel are impactful to all of you. Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Now, you're all going off to do something, maybe off to college or maybe starting to work. And in a certain sense, that's irrelevant to what the Lord is telling us to do. We don't transform society by being exactly like society. And no one needs to be told that our society is a sick society. And so when we have commencement, when we send out young people into the world, hopefully we have given them what they need to be faithful followers of Christ. Because that's the first thing. Before you start thinking about what you're going to share with others, you have to be faithful and united with Christ. You have to rely on his grace. You have to seek his mercy. And that helps you to be faithful to Christ. But then you do have to share Christ. That's uncomfortable for most of us as Catholics. If you think about the history of the Catholic Church, very quickly, in Catholic terms, just after a few centuries, most of Southern Europe was Catholic. And a few more centuries, and almost all of Europe was Catholic. And there was not really an idea that you had to evangelize anybody in your neighborhood, or in your city, or in your village, because everybody, almost, professed the same faith. But that's not true here. There are a lot of people who don't know Christ. And so it's not just our seniors who have to go out and hopefully proclaim the gospel to every creature. It's every baptized Catholic. We have a duty to share Christ to a world that needs him. And he has made it that he is going to depend on you and me to bring him to the world. And when we bring Christ to the world, hopefully we bring them right here to where he dwells in our tabernacle, really, truly, and substantially present, so that they can get to know that Christ is still on earth, not in the way he was for 33 years, but in a sacramental way, so that he can be with us until the end of the age. And so as we celebrate the Ascension, we should renew our faith in the great act of redemption that we participate in by our baptism. St. Thomas says, by baptism, it is almost as if I did everything that Christ did, even though he did it all. But he takes me to himself in such a powerful way that I was with him at the crucifixion, I was with him at the resurrection, and now I'm with him at the Ascension. And the goal and the reality, the fulfillment of baptism, isn't just that we share Christ on earth, but of course that we live with him forever in heaven.